You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your love. We thank you for sending your Son who came to this world and gave his life as a sacrifice for our sins. Lord, we plead that as we look into your word, reveal your Son to us. Cause us to have an encounter with Jesus, just like he used to have encounters with people whilst he was here. I pray that you heal like Jesus used to heal while he was here. I pray that you set the captives free. I pray that you bring light where there is darkness. I pray that you bring hope where there is hopelessness. I pray that you bring peace where there is war. I pray that you do everyone listening good. You bind the devil and banish him. We disallow any influence of demons or any form of power other than the Holy Spirit on tonight's service. We plead light and we plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves and over every home and over every life. And give us a transforming life transforming encounter with you. We honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. And this is Miracle Wave Broadcast, brought to you by Miracle Way Church. We are in Kumasi, we are at Chichiwere, inside Kupi, just beyond the Chief's Palace. As if you are moving from Kupi to Kwaoma, just beyond the Chief's Palace, behind Lusitra Cement Shop, you find our Glory Temple there in Kufuridia. We are just at the Waterworks Junction. Join us tomorrow for a life transforming encounter. We've been learning about second chances. We've been learning about encounters with the Lord. And last week we read from the book of John. The book of John is a very interesting gospel, interesting rendition of the gospel. Because John was so close to the Lord, and he had some up close encounters, and he was around for certain up close encounters which he wrote about. In the book of John, you find a lot of one-on-one accounts with Jesus, times when Jesus met individuals, and his discourse, detailed discourses that Jesus had with these individuals, and how it transformed their lives. And this evening we'll be looking into some of these other encounters that people had with the Lord Jesus and what it meant to them. And as we open up our hearts to receive what he has for us. You see, Jesus dealt with the crowds, he dealt with the multitudes, but he also dealt with the individuals. Sometimes it seems to people that we are lost in the crowd, but always know that he has personal interest in you and personal interest in me. If you and I were the only sinners in the earth, Jesus would have still come to suffer and die and pay the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I would live. Hallelujah. You and I are that important to him. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 3 and let's read. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, don't be surprised, that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak what we do know, and we testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation that is come into the world. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Very interesting discourse. It's a lot of powerful scriptures which you and I know about were said or spoken in this one-on-one conversation that the Lord Jesus had with the man Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, he was a Pharisee, he was a teacher of the law at the time. But what I like about him is that he came to Jesus. There was a man in town who was teaching with miracles, signs and wonders, and he was teaching about loving God and all of that. Listening to him, Nicodemus said, both he and the others, they knew. He said, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, because no one can do the things that you are doing except God be with him. But unfortunately, Nicodemus was the only one who took a step, who went to him, who went to find him. I want to counsel you not to just know Jesus from the distance, to hear about him from someone, or to read about him somewhere. We've heard about Jesus. We've heard about Christianity. We've heard about Christmas. Maybe you're not a Christian. You just tune into this broadcast, or you just happen to be hearing what's just happening on this channel this evening, and you've been hearing about this man. There is something about him. Some people don't believe in him, but no matter what you do, you can't. Someone said you can't outlive him and you can't live without him. He's all over the place. Even our dating system is, our time is dated before him, before Christ, BC, and Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. I mean, he's central. He lived only 33 years. But the world is still having reverberations from his visit. He spent only 3.5 years in ministry. But we are still studying those 3.5 years of his ministry with so much relish and desire. And I counsel you, let's not be part of the multitude who think that there is something about this man. But let's go to him and find out what it really is. And that's the difference between Nicodemus and the rest. When Nicodemus came, oh, the truths that Nicodemus was able to receive that night, they shocked him. They shocked him. He thought that he knew so much. But Jesus told him about some things he had never heard about being born again. Then he told him about God's great love. And he made references to the law, because Nicodemus was abreast with the law. He was a teacher of the law. Jesus spoke about an incident in Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21 verse 4. They journeyed from Mount Hor, or from Mount Hor, by the way of the sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was discouraged because of the way. The people speak against God and Moses, "Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made the serpent of brass and put it upon the pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. To make a point, Jesus made reference to this story. He told Nicodemus, he was telling Nicodemus that he had to be born again. And Nicodemus didn't quite understand him. Jesus said, "Well, you have to be born of the Spirit. You've been born by your mother, but you have to be born of the Spirit. You have to come alive in the Spirit. Physical birth brought you into physical life. Spiritual birth will bring you into spiritual life." Nicodemus didn't quite understand. Jesus explained and said that, "Do you remember the story in the wilderness when Moses lifted up the serpent? Israel had sinned, and judgment had come upon them because of their sins. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Every sinner has judgment already on his head. And all the evil that is in that man is experiencing today is the result of sin, directly or indirectly. Sin is the heart of the problem." Yesterday, in the United States, there was a landmark victory for the pro-life people and the Christians, I mean, so to speak, a section of them, when there was the overturn of the Roe v. Wade, or Roe versus Wade judgment that has stood for about half a century. It was a legislation that allowed abortions very late into a pregnancy, and that ruling was overturned yesterday, and people are really excited about it. And I was talking with my wife, and I was telling her, or we're discussing how of course the pro-life people and the church is quite excited about it, but the heart of all of this is sin. And abortion is the result of most of the time fornication and waiving abortion rights or whatever you may call it does not deal with the heart of the issue. It's good. It means some more innocent children may survive, or it may have other implications which people are also quick to draw your attention to. But the most important problem with the world today is sin. I mean, ask an average African what the problem is, they will say corruption. But at the heart of corruption is sin. If people have given their life to Jesus, they won't steal from the state. They won't steal from you and I. They won't cheat. If people have given their lives to Jesus, they won't enrich themselves at the expense of the people who they have promised to bring out of impoverishment. That's why the songwriter said, and it's true, that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Jesus said that the serpent of sin had bitten the people in the wilderness, and the people were dying as a consequence. So all the harm, the wickedness, the evil, the pain, the weeping that the world is experiencing today is the result of sin. The bite of the serpent. The bite of the serpent. But Jesus said that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believes in him, just like then, will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus told Nicodemus that I will be lifted up. The Son of Man must be lifted up. I will be lifted up and I will be hung on a tree, on a pole, like Moses' brazen serpent was. And he said the consequences will be the same. Anyone who can look at this and look at me, anyone who will believe, Jesus said, will not perish but have everlasting life. Then he said, this is how God loved the world. The same setting of sickness, of disease, of death, as the result of sin, in that same period or that same kind of situation, God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, to suffer and die and be hung on the tree, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And this life that he gives, this is that new birth that he speaks about. This is being born by the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit. Coming alive by faith in Jesus. It breaks the power of sin. It's a supernatural act of God within us. It breaks the power of sin. It gives us the grace to live above sin. And not just above sin. It sets us free from the consequences of sin, sicknesses, diseases, and pain. They are all in the sacrifice. The people who looked to the brazen serpents didn't die because of the venom of the serpent. They weren't just forgiven, but they were given a new lease of life. If you and I lift up our eyes to the cross, not only will our sins be forgiven, but our pain and our burdens will be rolled away. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs, or he has borne our sorrows, and he has borne our griefs, our pain, and he has carried our sorrows. Some versions say sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And with his wounds, with his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah was saying, on that tree hangs someone who has truly been, he has been bruised, he has been wounded, he has been chastised. But it has all happened in our place. For our sins to be forgiven, for us to have peace with God, and also for us to be healed. This evening, I'm asking you to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look at him. Believe in him tonight, not just for the salvation of your sin, or salvation from sin and forgiveness of sin, but for your deliverance, for your healing. He is here to set you free tonight, not just from sin, but also from its consequences. You may have made a lot of terrible mistakes, and you think you deserve what you are going through, but I have good news for you. Jesus didn't just come to forgive you and leave you in the mess, but he will clean you up and make everything as good as new. Paul the apostle said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, all things have become new. In the same sacrifice, you have pardon for your sin. In the same sacrifice, you have deliverance from your sicknesses, your infirmities. In the same sacrifice, you have liberation from the consequences of sin. As you lift up your eyes to look on the cross tonight, you will live.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bow your head with me and let's pray. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I bring. 'Tis recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live. Look and live. My sister, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. You want to turn to the cross tonight? You want to lift up your eyes to the cross of Jesus? Bow your head with me and pray this prayer. Say, Father, I come to you today. I'm a sinner.
I'm sorry for my sin.
Have mercy on me. Forgive me. And wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That he came into this world for me. He suffered and he died on the cross for me. He rose again on the third day for me.
Today,
I accept Jesus as my Lord and as my personal Savior. From today, I belong to Jesus. Say thank you, Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray with you. Want to appropriate the full benefits of the cross. Whatever burden you bear, whatever the consequences of sin you are experiencing. The children of Israel were dying as a result of the venom of the serpent. What is happening to your home? What is happening to your children? What is happening in your health? You want to begin to call on Jesus now. Look at the cross. Just what you did to get saved. Just believe. Just believe. Don't doubt it. Just believe. His sacrifice, it covers for your sin. It also covers for your sickness. The package includes your deliverance. Just tell the Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, heal me. Lord, deliver me. Just pray that prayer in the next 30 seconds as I also pray with you. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me from this thing. Lord, heal me from this sickness, from this disease. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kabahandola bashako zabadiosa. Rebahandola boshaka zundelibaya. Kibo shahado. The presence of God is here. His power is here. Put your right hand where the sickness is. Oh, it's leaving you right now. Migraine headaches are leaving you right now. Any form of weakness in your body is leaving you right now. Blurred vision is leaving you right now. Dizziness, infirmity, his power is broken off you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Diseases of the mind, be loosed from them. Psychosomatic diseases, diseases of the mind that affect the body, be loosed from them now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Power of pain is broken over your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Pain in your joints, pain in your bones. Power is broken. Power of fevers, any form of fevers, any form of infectious process, I halt it now. Infectious agents are destroyed. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen.
Be set free. Be loose from every oppression, every depression, fear. I cast it out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Begin to check yourself. Do what you couldn't do before. Check where your sickness was. You find it's not there. And send us a testimony. Let us know how Jesus has saved you from your sin and set you free from your sicknesses, your diseases. Share it and let's celebrate God with you on 0249471769. 0249471769. Send us a message. Send us a WhatsApp and let's celebrate with you. It's been Dr. Augustus. I'm here with Lady Pastor Helen. And Brother Alfred is on our keyboard. We love you. We'll be with you again next week. Keep praying for us and keep inviting people to listen to Miracle Wave Broadcast. Your life will never be the same. God bless you.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.